You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Son of Anita Dahmer, who happens to turn 98 today. So, and she's here with their family, yes, you know. Happy birthday, Anita. So thank you for the beautiful flowers. And let me introduce our hymns, especially for those listening on the radio. We are following Divine Service Setting 3, which begins on page 184 of the Lutheran Service Builder book. Opening hymn 508, the day is surely drawing near. The hymn of the day is 510, a multitude comes from the east and the west. Distribution hymns 516, wake, awake, for night is flying. Distribution hymns, the second one is 543, what wondrous love is this, which is our hymn of the month. Then 804, O worship the King. Our closing hymn is 514, the bridegroom soon will call us. Two other announcements. We've been praying for Dwayne Dreger and Dan Drinkman. They have both recently died, and we will be praying for their families as they grieve the loss of their loved ones in our prayers today. Let's begin with our opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called or ordained servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Return to the yellow insert and sing together the introit.
Glory be to God on high.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
O Lord, you have called us to enter your kingdom through the narrow door. Guide us by your word and spirit, and lead us now and always into the feast of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 66. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues. They shall come and shall see my glory, and I will set a sign among them, and from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pool, and Lud, who draw the bow to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters and on mules and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, and some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Turn to your yellow insert, and we sing together the gradual. Epistle is from Hebrews chapter 12. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time, as it seemed best to them. But he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For if you not, for You have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels and festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. According to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Athletes understand the concept of striving to make the cut, to make it to the next level, whatever that may be, whatever's need to qualify for a team or a tournament, or they know that to go higher in a particular sport or an event, the higher you go, the more difficult it gets. Fewer make it to the upper levels. And to get to the highest level requires not just natural ability, but commitment, intense effort, and sacrifice. You don't have to be an athlete to understand that it's the nature of competition. We live in a competitive world, and so many of you know this. In our gospel, maybe the person who asked Jesus a question in the reading had this idea of competition in mind, you know, the idea of qualifying. The question is a reasonable one. Lord, will those who are saved be few? What does it take to get in? Who exactly will get in? Will it only be the best? Will it only be those who worked the hardest, sacrificed the most? Are those the ones who'll get in? Jesus' response, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Jesus is clear, not everybody gets in. And the narrow door indicates that fewer will get in than not. Jesus is not talking about a competition that comes around every once in a while, like an athletic event where maybe I have another chance the next time around. He's talking about one chance, the one chance to enter into the eternal kingdom of God. Jesus is stating a hard reality that many people will not enter in. And as if it's not hard enough, he gives this help of how horrible it will be for people who are forever cast out of the kingdom of God. Jesus says that in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. They'll be able to see and know the people who are on the other side, the people who've gotten in, reclining at table in the kingdom of God. We're told that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets will be there. People from all over the world will be there, north, south, east, and west. And of course, the Lord himself will be there. It's disconcerting enough to hear that many will not get in. You probably know people who are not seeking to get in and don't seem to be very concerned about that. But Jesus says that many will seek to enter and will not be able. They'll plead with the Lord, saying, "Open to us. We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." And his reply, "I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil." To consider that you may be shut out of God's kingdom, cut off from God, cut off from all that is good for all eternity, it's a sobering and frightening prospect. And is there any reason why you shouldn't be frightened? I mean, do we have any better argument to make than those who will be cast out after all? Don't we listen to the Lord's teachings when we attend church? Don't we eat and drink in his presence when we partake of his holy communion? We may even feel more concerned for our eternal destination when we consider that Jesus was speaking to some people who seemed to be striving to get in. Those who were listening to him, people like the Pharisees, they sacrificed a lot, committing their lives to a righteous lifestyle, They studied the Bible. They worked hard to follow the commandments of God. They were considered the top spiritual people of their day, the elite athletes, spiritual athletes, if you will. Those upstanding religious people would have likely been the ones that others would have figured they'll make it into the kingdom. You know, if anybody does, they'll make it. But Jesus didn't want anyone fooling themselves. He does not want anyone cast out. Again, Jesus does not want any cast out. He wants all to be saved. And that's why he's telling them this. They're on the wrong path, but it's not too late. There's still time to enter through the narrow door. Too late will be when the Lord returns on the last day in judgment to bring an end to this age. Too late will be when our earthly life ends, when we die. But while many will not be able to enter in, some will. So what is this narrow door that Jesus is talking about, and what does it take to get in? Jesus tells us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the narrow way. That's impossible for us. That's the impossible way for us. But one has done it. Only one has done it, Jesus. Because he did it, he is the way. No one gets to the Father except by Jesus. Without Jesus, there is no entrance into heaven, no access to the Holy God, no access to his eternal kingdom. But he did do it so that there is a way. And he is that way. Jesus is the door. Yes, the door is narrow, but there is a door. It is by faith in Christ alone, and the door is wide open. Jesus is the door. He invites all to come. He says, strive to enter like an elite athlete. Make the commitment, sacrifice, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. As Christians, we strive against our sins. We strive against the forces that are trying to pull us away from Christ. Strive against those beliefs that are not from God, like the belief that everyone gets in as long as they're sincere in what they believe. That's a lie. Or to believe that we have something in ourselves that qualifies us, that somehow we're good enough because of something we do or some quality within us. Maybe you say, well, I'm a good member of Zion Lutheran Church, or people like me, whatever. We strive. We strive against our sinful flesh. As Paul says in Romans, so I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death? Then he answers, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord. He is the door. And the door is open. Entrance to the door is gained by those who repent and see Jesus as Lord, the Lord of the end time banquet. Today the door is open. We hear the word of our Lord, his demand for complete obedience to his commandments and absolute righteousness in our hearts and our minds, and we know that we do not deserve to be in his presence. So we confess our sins. We admit that we've been trusting in ourselves rather than in him. We admit that we deserve to be cast out and to suffer eternal punishment. We repent. We turn to him because he is our only hope. We turn to Jesus because we know that he is the way and the truth and the life. We turn to him because we know that he is the narrow door, and that has been opened for us. We let his precious words of forgiveness flow over us, assuring us that we are in him. And by his word, we're cleansed, we're refreshed, we're renewed, we're restored. Because his word is the promise you receive in your baptism that you are his for all eternity. That he knows who you are. He knows where you come from. He assures you that you have entrance because he is the door. Through him, you are welcome into his kingdom, to recline at table with him and all of the saints, even as we'll do today, as we receive a foretaste of this feast to come. And it's because of what he has done for you. As Jesus speaks the words from our gospel text, he's on his way to Jerusalem for the purpose of securing your entrance into his kingdom and your place at the heavenly table. He's on his way to the cross to bear the punishment that you deserve. And he did just that. Your sins were laid on him. He suffered the punishment of a criminal, beaten and nailed to the cross. His body was broken for you. His blood was shed for you. And by faith, we receive his body and blood in the sacrament of the Holy Communion, knowing that this was for us and for our salvation. Knowing that this was the cost of opening the kingdom to us sinners. Knowing that on the cross, the Holy One, who had left the throne in heaven to come down here for us, was cut off from heaven because of the sins placed upon him. And through his sacrificial death, the door to heaven was opened wide for all who trust in Jesus to be that door. After 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead. He showed himself as the victorious conqueror of sin, death, and the devil. And before he ascended and assumed his rightful place in the throne room of heaven, he let us know that he will return. He will return in judgment and to establish his kingdom forever. Until that day, we strive. We strive against our desires to do things our way. Strive against the temptations to think that we're worthy apart from Christ. We strive against the lies of the world and Satan, who say that it's naive or narrow-minded to think that Jesus is the only way into the kingdom of God. But we don't strive in vain, and we strive in good company. We strive with the saints around us. We strive in the company of saints who have gone before us, who strove to enter through the narrow way and did so by God's grace. We're reminded of their presence with us at the Lord's table as we gather for communion. They who have fought the good fight of faith and wait for Christ to return to establish his kingdom forever, they are cheering for you, cheering you on to hold fast to that which was accomplished for us by our Lord Jesus Christ. We anticipate the heavenly banquet at which we'll recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the prophets, the saints throughout time and all over the world. We'll all be there together. The way is not easy. It is the way of the cross. But it is the way that Christ himself has already taken for you. And we don't strive with our own strength. Christ himself comes to you, strengthening you. Strengthen you in your faith and your confidence in him through his teaching, through prayer. With his body and blood, God gives you rest along your way, and he keeps you on the path to the narrow door. From here, we can forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. We can press on to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The Lord strengthens us as we strive to enter through the narrow door opened for us, Jesus himself. Through his obedient life, death, and resurrection, he has opened the way and calls us through faith in him to our place at the heavenly banquet in his eternal kingdom. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, grant us repentant faith to strive to enter ever more deeply into your blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation. By the witness of your saints, gather many from the very corners of this world to enter your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, prosper your church, the preaching of the word, and the work of all pastors and church workers. Guide and strengthen the catechumens and all who teach and learn your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have called fathers to bring up their children in your fear and love. Sanctify and sustain them through your word, that they would lovingly discipline their children and so show forth your own divine care for your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal King, the kingdoms and nations of this world rise and fall while your church remains before you. Give your church a holy confidence in your eternal life, so she fears no worldly threat and ministers to the nations boldly and faithfully. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, bless all those who care for the sick and attend to the dying, all those who care for our children and our police, firefighters, emergency personnel, and disaster relief workers. Increase our generous support of those in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, be with the sick and those who suffer, those troubled in mind or heart, the grieving in their sorrow, and the dying in their last days on earth, especially the families of Michael Moore, Dwayne Drager, and Dan Drinkman, for Bob, Gabby, Vicky, Fred, Anita, Joanne, Lois, Louis, Mary, Harold, Joan, Linda, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Erno, Jeff, and Ethel. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful God, bring together all who come from east and west and from north and south to recline at your table this day, to feast upon the body and blood of Jesus, the mediator of the New Testament, that the speaking of your word would strengthen and sustain them in the one true faith. Grant them your abundant blessing in the kingdom of God. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you have drawn to yourself believers from all nations and sanctified them in holy baptism as priests and Levites in your church. Fortify their faith and embolden their witness, that many may be gathered into the new heavens and the new earth through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament on page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, and the night when he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Christ, Father of God.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.